Charles.
Catherine.
Today is March 17th, which means we met exactly 10 years ago today. What do you recall about the time before we were recording?
Wow, 10 years. I was living in Springfield, Missouri at the time. I like to say it's lifetimes ago, right? It just multiple lifetimes seem like they've happened since then. And we met at church. I remember when your family walked in for the first time. We were attending this little Baptist church in Springfield, and I think I was just there setting up, getting some things ready, and I remember your family coming in and thinking, oh, new people, you know, and went to say hi and probably had a kid dragging on my leg or something, because I always had young children climbing all over me. I think those early months were just sort of getting to know your family and just doing church life together. What about you?
I remember meeting at church at the little, I want to say we called it the 319 building, but I don't know if that was right. The little brick.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old storefront. And walking in for the first time, I think you were setting things up because you were a deacon and getting things ready.
Yeah. It was interesting to see how those early months and years were. A lot of church life activities were where we interacted. Like, I came over to y'all's house a few times and we did some dinner and stuff. Your family was really good about doing hospitality. And as a single guy in the church, I think they especially appreciated, saying, hey, you want to come for a hot meal? So I always appreciated that. And we spent a lot of time doing church stuff together, you know, whether it was on a Sunday or doing on a Wednesday, or especially like at the family camps.
Yes. So I think we did two family camps together.
I think so.
And yeah, I remember working very early in the morning in the kitchen because my mom and I were doing, we're in charge of taking care of food stuff, and you volunteered to help. So you came in bleary-eyed it really early because you had probably stayed up late, but then you also were willing to come in early and help before everybody got up.
Yeah, I always enjoy working in a kitchen. And especially if I know that there are only a couple people trying to, like, get food ready for a couple dozen folks, I was like, oh, you could always use more hands, you know, for something like that. And I enjoy doing stuff in the kitchen. I still do. So that was a fun time. I remember just trying to work out logistics, but it's sort of also you're kind of getting to know each other while you're doing those chores. And
that's a great way, I think, just to get to know people is, yeah, working alongside them. It's a comfortable setting because you don't have to have the awkward, like, you're sitting across from each other trying to eat a meal. Like,
right.
Think of questions. You can just talk, make comments as you work, and then you go back to your work for a little bit, and then it's just a much more comfortable thing. And you get to know people. Just, you get to see how they work, how they do things.
So you have to tell the bull story.
I think it was the first family camp. I don't remember for sure, but I remember you coming in one evening, and you were, I think, asking my mom, you know, you needed a bowl for something, and I walked over, and you're like, I was like, what about these over here? That's kind of small. So then I found this bigger one, and you're like, no, I was really looking for something about half that size. And we looked around, we didn't see anything, so I was like, well, or one of us said, so what do you need it for? You're like, oh, I just wanted to put some popcorn in it. And I said, well, couldn't you just fill it halfway full? Like, why do you need a bowl half the size?
And it was in that moment when I knew, I think I said to your mom something like, she's so practical. It was in that moment. I just thought, this is an exceedingly practical woman. And I so appreciate that. The pragmatism just came through, but in this delightful way. Just, well, just do it this way. Brilliant. No, I love that. And I love that a lot of our early time spent together was in the context of community. It was in the context of the families at church, your friends that I'd had for many, many years up to that point. I mean, some of them I'd known for almost a decade by then. And so it was really cool to, like, have your family. Your family does such a good job in any context where they are, just really digging in, getting to know people, introducing themselves, sitting in the front, you know, of the church. Like, they are all in. And I really appreciated that from the get-go, because I'm much more of a stay in the back. Like, I'm traditionally doing sound or something. And so,
but both of our families, our family liked to work. And so that
Right.
Just brought us alongside each other a lot of times because we were setting up chairs or cleaning tables or washing dishes or...
Yeah, it was definitely an early, early camaraderie within service. And I just really appreciated that. I love seeing that in anybody, but it was neat to see your whole family just kind of jump in and just serve wherever they could. And it was a fun way to get to know you all. And I think that the meals at, you know, anytime you do hospitality with someone, you see a different side of them. They come in after a long day. In my case, it was driving, you know, 45 minutes to an hour from Springfield out to your family's house.
Mm-hmm.
And that process, you know, I don't remember how many times y'all had me over before.
A number of times.
Yeah,
because we did regular hospitality, like within the church. We tried mm-hmm. to each month rotate through different people. And
that's
so
right.
It was somewhat regular because we didn't have a lot of people to rotate through.
That's right. I forgot. There was like an assignment each month, which was a really helpful structure because it just made sure that everybody got to be with everybody. And I always appreciated those. You know, it was a little bit of a hike, but like because I was single, I would just work up to a certain point and then get to come do dinner with y'all.
And you always like to bring something.
Yeah.
You like to make stuff in the kitchen.
Yeah. It's as fun to just, you know, have that excuse to make something or to be pushed to make something and then get to come and, you know, just be treated like one of the family. And your dad was always really good about having things to talk through or just asking good questions and
I do remember lots of discussion, just sitting in the living room and just talking. And
yeah,
we would all stay up late talking.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I bring to any situation is staying up late talking. But, you know, and then I would usually drive back to work and probably work for a while after that, which is dumb. But that's the season I was in. I was trying to maximize every moment. But I think that, you know, that just really marked the type of interactions that we had from the early days. It was community, it was in the kitchen, it was serving, it was eating together.
Being around little people, like you said. All my memories early on in the church were a child on your back, kids sitting on your foot, you holding a baby or mm-hmm. two.
Yeah.
So there was never any question whether you loved children.
Definitely. And the same for you. It was always, you know, there was this very welcoming serving, and yet not like you were very confident and outgoing, but not in a like not in a brash way or anything. It was something where you had this kind of quiet confidence, and yet it was very clear, especially when I would come out to y'all's house and I would see the projects you and your mom were working on or the stuff y'all did in the garden or whatever. Like, you had this deep knowledge in a lot of different areas and also had an appetite for dabbling and craft projects and stuff. And I think that was always nice. You know, I have to be, we'll probably cover this a little bit more in the courtship episode, but which these two are going to go really close together. But this, I honestly never had an inkling that it was like, oh, I want to marry that girl. You know what I mean? Like, because we were just friends in the church and are mm-hmm. just a friend to your families. And my family lived too far away to really meet yours. And so they didn't even know each other until we were courting, so
right.
It wasn't ever like this, you know, slow build into a dating relationship kind of thing. It was really just being church members together and just hanging out and just doing life as church members in this kind of, you know, communal way. But then we would go back to our lives, and mm-hmm. you know, it's just so neat that that was the foundation for everything, because like you said earlier, I think it really helped establish some baselines of, like, you see the different sides of people.
You saw their character, and we also, through the different church opportunities you were teaching in the church and some of, the, like, Sunday school, so we knew a lot of the theology of each other before that because of discussions at my family's house or just things we were working through.
Mm-hmm.
That was already something we knew pretty well before we started courting.
Yeah, so that was a really neat way to start, just to get to know each other, and I've always appreciated that. And it's nice to kind of take a look back and realize that that was 10 years ago. Like, just such different seasons of life. I mean, what was your main thing that you thought about, like, on a daily basis 10 years ago? Now we, you know, I'm looking at the baby monitor, and we have three young children, you know, to take care of.
I think we were largely doing stuff on the farm, taking care of I don't remember if we had started doing hay, but we had, I think, a dairy cow and things like that and animals. And that was more of, you know, helping her out on the farm. I think Dave had his small engine shop probably about then going, you know, helping with things with that.
Yeah, that's and we'll get to the acreages episode where we talk about, like, before we met each other, you know, life in other contexts. But it's fun to think back and just go, oh, what was, like, the main thing that I thought about every day, you know, 10 years ago today? Like, it seems like yesterday in a way, but then it's also just...
seems like forever ago.
Yeah, lifetimes ago. Well, that was fun.
Thanks for remembering with me.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening, listeners. We were glad that you could join us today as we recollect these memories. You can find other episodes on our website, charlesandcatherine.com, or you can listen to them in your podcast player of choice by searching Charles and Catherine. Thanks.